Page 36. Chaplin, The Little Tramp. The Little Tramp was as well known as Mickey Mouse, and millions of people still enjoy him. Charles Chaplin created the tramp with his bowler hat, mustache, baggy pants, enormous shoes, and bamboo cane, and played him in over 70 films. Chaplin was born in London in 1889, and he first appeared on stage when he was 5. By the age of 9, he was a professional music hall comic. In 1910, he went on tour to the U.S. with the company he worked for. There, a film company offered him a job for $150 a week, so he decided to stay in the U.S. He first appeared in a film in 1913, and in his second film, in 1914, he wore his tramp costume for the first time. In 1915, he changed studios and got paid $1,250 a week. A year later, he changed studios again for $10,000 a week. This was an unbelievable amount of money in those days. The Little Tramp had become world famous. Some of Chaplin's important films were The Kid, 1920, The Gold Rush, 1925, City Lights, 1931, Modern Times, 1936, The Great Dictator, 1940, Monsieur Verdot, 1947, and Limelight, 1952. Chaplin had a lot of trouble with the American government in the 1940s because they believed he was a communist. In those days, being a communist in the United States was almost like being the devil himself. In the end, Chaplin left the U.S. for Switzerland with his wife Una and their children. He received an Oscar for Lifetime Achievement in 1972 and was knighted in 1975, but died 2 years later, at the age of 88. He is buried in Switzerland.